We're holding by Omnam. Omnam is a Yizke Adam and Toiva Hazois. The Toiva Hazois is a Dveikus Hashem, which is the only Shlemes, the only real Toiv. Everything else. Shachshu b'nei Adam, the Toivin Ella Hevel b'shav Nis'e. To get this toiva, roi sheyamol rishoina v'yishtadel b'yigir liknoisa. It's fitting that he should work hard at the beginning, and he should try with all his koyach to ikoin it. We've already explained why that is. That the Dveikus Hashem should be a din in the Odom, not a Matnas Chinam. He has to be koine this matzav of Toiv, of Shleimus. So how you koine? How we koine? Kinyonim are normally me'ein what you want to be koine. You want to, there's kinyonim meshicha, kinyonim hagbo, Yoni Kesev, Yoni Shtar. The Kinyan usually is Matim to the Suk Chayfetz that you want to be Koine. So how are we going to be Koine Dveikus Hashem, this Toiv, this Nene Mizim Ashkhina? So he says, very simple. Haidu Sheishtadel Lidovik Boi Yisparach. Person should try to connect with Hashem. By doing ma'isim, which will produce this inyan, v'heim heim ha-mitzvahs. Dahainu, he doesn't say just you should do mitzvahs. He says sheyishtadel lidovek bo yisporach v'koach ma'isim, she'toldasom zehoinyan. What does it mean, dveikus? Dveikus, sometimes people throw around the term dveikus. I don't really know what it means. Dveikus is to be connected. To be connected to Hashem. The dovik means to connect to Hashem. Maiz, it's a mitzvah, the dovka boy says in a few places in the Torah, one has to be connected with Hashem, the dovik Hashem. Usually when people talk about dveikus, it conjures up big yotzim in aklals, big tzaddikim, not the average person, not shayach to dveikus, lechoira. It's not true. It's a mitzvah sese in the Torah for every single yid. And over here he's telling us that if a person wants to have olam haba, then the way to get that is to be Dovik Bashem, or to try to be Dovik Bashem, even in this world. And that's not yet every single Yid. Every single Yid came into this world to get Olam Abba. So how do we connect with Hashem? So there are certain Maisim which can produce this connection. If you remember, we spoke when we mentioned before about the mitzvahs asher tzivonu emtsoyim abagim is odom letachlis hazeh mitzvahs asher tzivonu aleim okel yisbar shemay. So we brought two puzzle pshatim in why he says the mitzvahs asher tzivonu. What other mitzvahs are we talking about? Be'etzem, there are two nekudas in mitzvahs. And we'll chaz over what we said then, but maybe slightly more. When we make a birchas hamitzvah, we say asher kedushonim mitzvosov. That's one inyan in the mitzvah. There's tremendous kedusha in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are metzias of ruchnius. Mitzvahs are in this world, true, but you take things in this world and we elevate them and we use them to connect with a level outside this world, to connect with Hashem Yisbarach. And that's Kedusha. Kedusha is Mufrash and Muvdal, not just the Etzem Gashmi. So many mitzvahs are poshut, that they're quite strange. For example, let's say Dalet Minim. It's quite a strange thing to do, to take these four different plants and pick them up and wave them around. Or Tkiya Shofar. It's also a very strange thing to do. Mitzvah Tfilin. It's also a very strange thing to do. You take ksavim, you put them inside a black box, you never look at them, unless resulted you want to be magia, but usually a person sends his tefillin to someone else to be magia, so the person who's meniach tefillin doesn't look at them, and you tie these black boxes on your arm and on your head. So a very funny thing to do. Walk around with fringes coming out of your certain type of garment which we wear. Also, all mitzvahs are very strange things to do. Almost all the mitzvahs. So, I mean, tefillah is not so strange, even though talking about it yesterday is not so posh. Tzedakah, chesed, okay, those type of things some other religions also have, but most of them, mitzvahs, ma'asiyos, are very strange things to do. And they're all out of this world, but they're using things of this world. Right? Use the physical things of this world, that dalet minim grow in this world, they're plants. Tefillin is all sorts of parts of a cow, which you abed in different ways, and you need to make the ink, you need soot, and you need acid and a few other ingredients to make the ink, and you need a feather if you're Ashkenazi, or to make it into a pen, or a reed if you're Sephardi. And the ultimate interesting thing is that you need some hairs from the tail of a cow. It's also part of the tefillin. And you need the guts of the cow. Because here the gidin, which you sew up the tefillin with, they're made from the guts of the cow. So you take all different parts of the cow, the cheeks and this and that, the hide, and you make tefillin out of it. And tefillin have kedusha. That's an interesting out there. There's another mitzvah which is more simple, lichoira, achilas matzah. The only mitzvah which we have today where the etzem, there's a mitzvah to eat of specific chayfets. We used to have other mitzvahs. We had korbanos, etc. You have Shabbos. With Shabbos, you don't have to eat cholent. You have to eat a gezeis of cholent. You can eat something else if you don't like cholent. You have to eat something. And the mice, you don't even have to eat. If a person gets more oinig from fasting, if he had a talis chaloim, for example, so that's called oinig Shabbos. But I'll call upon him. Matzah, you have to eat. Kazayis and matzah. But then all the halachas, you learn the halachas of how to be mekayim. Mitzvahs matzah, achilas matzah, is bichlal not poshut. Very shver mitzvah to do. Right, the chatchila one's supposed to put two kazesim of matzah in your mouth and don't swallow it. And then, once you've got all two kazesim and you've chewed it up, then you can swallow it b'masachas. And remember to do a seva at the same time. It's b'chal not poshut. Okay, maybe by the time we, with our kazesim, they grow larger and larger with every dor. Maybe that's also a part of the problem, But Al Koponim is not, it's not much when it comes to a mitzvah of achila. It's not, you know, you sit back, take some matzah, put some jelly and some whatever, and take it easy, munch it slowly. No, talk to achilas pras, 2 minutes, 4 minutes. It's not poshut. Mitzvahs are in yoni kedusha. That's one aspect of the mitzvah. Or be Bela, we're going out of our regular Olam Hazeh, our regular Gashmistika life. Shekidish Shalom and Mitzvah Yisov, and we could use that Shishtada Lidovik Bo Yisvarach. That's the Etzem Metzius of the mitzvahs. That I told you, the Tosfos HaRosh has not a pshat in where the connection with Hashem is in the mitzvah, and that is in the Etzem Tzivui. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do this, and I hear the Tzivui, and I mekayim the Tzivui, with that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the second part of the Birchus HaMitzvah. Shekin Yishon Mitzvah is V'Tzivanu. We don't do the mitzvah only because of Kedusha, or even primarily because of the Kedusha and the mitzvah. We do the mitzvah because V'Tzivanu, and Mitzuvim V'Oisim. These two things bring us into an ability, the Dovek Bo Yisbarach. And when you see this, when you learn this, this should light up for you, and it should tell us. It's telling us, don't just do the mitzvahs. When he does a mitzvah, he's got to be sheyishtadel lidovek bo yisbarach, to try and be dovek b'Hashem with the mitzvahs. We're soon going to daven Bayriv. Bayriv, we talked yesterday about the tefillah is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the whole metzias of tefillah, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person daven Bayriv, does he think, I've now got an appointment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lemaisa, every bracha that we make, talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeilu, Melech HaOlam. It's a very ridiculous yesodus which we say in a bracha. Whatever, Baruch Pri HaEitz. Not a lot of yesodus there. But the first thing is, we're talking to Hashem. The trouble is, we're so rogel with these things that we just throw out the bracha from our mouth on the way, bringing the food into our mouth. We mumble the bracha. We don't realize, one second, who am I talking to? I'm talking to Hashem Yisbarach. That's Shishtad Lidovik boy. And certainly a person can make it into an avoido. Perhaps try once a day a bracha. A person goes to the bathroom. And a maisa in the bathroom, he does a maisa behavior. He does the same thing as a behavior does. Comes out of the bathroom, and I have this tziur that he goes into an elevator, an express elevator, and he shoots up to Shemaim. Why? He makes a brocha, comes out of the bathroom, washes his hands, makes a brocha. Again, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Elech Olam, Sheyotza Sa'adam Bechochma. I don't know what the chokhmah is, what we're talking about. Do you understand the pshat in the bracha? That's not poshut. All of a sudden, the mention from the bathroom is in front of the kiseh covered. You come out of the bathroom and you're going to be Omed Lifnei Hashem. And we're Moedel Hashem that I'm able to do that because I was always a Tzrochai. If a person say it with Kavana, Kavana Samilim, not talking about any grace, Tifa Zachen, Pirish Hamilim, to know, okay, it's Kedai to know what Yotzar is Adam B'Chochma is, what's the grace of Chochma? Grace of Chochma, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the orifices and the holes that the poison in the guf should leave the guf. This is such a grace of Chochma. More Abu Maseh Hashem, Kulam B'Chochma Asiso. What's the big Chochma here? Well, you have to do some work yourselves. Don't always give everything away if it's a free gift. But just to be Mechavid. Perhaps the first Asher Yotzai that one says. Perhaps the first brocha that you say for breakfast. You're talking to Hashem Yisbarach. in tefillah abada, talking to Hashem is barach. We put on tefillin. Put on tefillin. She yishtada lidovik bo yizmarach b'koach ha'maisim. She told us it's our Indian. Mitzvah Hashem, a few weeks' time, we'll speak about mitzvah tefillin. Very dikid yoni with mitzvah tefillin. But most people put on tefillin. The only thing that changed from the day, the first day they put on tefillin, which was by most people a month before, bar mitzvah, whatever it is, different minhagim, to later on, is that you always see when the kid puts on tefillin for the first time, never continues, it's always hard for him to actually do it. So after a couple of weeks, that's the big shinui. And that's it for the rest of his life. Mitzvah tefillin stays the same. Never thought about it. Never there. You just get dressed up for shachris. And that's it. Never. It's a heilig of mitzvah. She yishtadel lidovik boy. What's the Ramchal telling us? That the way we have to be koine is connection with Hashem. Roishe yavol rishoyim. I have to be kind of my olam habo. And you may think, some people think, that I'm kind of olam habo, I do ma'asim tovim. Every time I do ma'asim tov, I clock up a positive point. Every time I do an aveir, rachmona litzav, I get a minus. At the end of life, you come with your scorecard, and the Rebbe Shalom adds up. So, okay, you have 55 million positives. You could have had 65 million, 10 million was deducted, 55 million points, and you are awarded a 3-star villa in Olam Haba. That's your prize. And it isn't like that, Rabbi Yisrael. It's that Olam Haba is a direct tutsah of our avodah. It's not two separate things. Do we have to be koined by creating our dvekus for Hashem in this world? That's what the Mishnah says, schar mitzvah mitzvah. So the schar, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. So where do you ever get schar? The schar mitzvah mitzvah sounds like the schar of a mitzvah is another free goat. You know, sometimes you go to the amusement park. So what do you get? Another free goat. But where do I get the goldfish? There's chav mitzvah mitzvah. You always get another free goat, another free goat, another free goat. Where do I get the goldfish? Teretz is, the schav, the mitzvah, is the mitzvah itself. The kedusha and the dveikus that there is in the mitzvah, that is the schav, the mitzvah. Can change our whole this sentence. Where the whole tachlis of learning these svarim is to be ma'ore ourselves, to grow in our avodas Hashem, in our yiras Shemayim. You see this, should take out the rest. Oh, what is he telling me about my mitzvahs? My mitzvahs, I have to make an effort to lidovik by. Connect with Hashem. You can change one's whole approach to mitzvahs. V'hidei somay HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'odom be'mokem she'rabi bo'y ha'machikim o'yisem imen yisborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Odom in a place where there's lots and lots of marchikim. Lots of things which take a person far away from Hashem. This also is magdir what Olam Hazeh is. Olam Hazeh is a place which is Rabbi Marchikim, I say. So there's so many Marchikim that we have in this world. And it's not a pella. Actually, in Derech Hashem, he says the Rebbe Hashem created it like that, but davka, because we want the Adam to be koine. And if it would be poshut, and there wouldn't be any bechira, be poshut, come into this world, and a person has a life of mitzvahs and dveikus b'Hashem, he'd come into this world, and he Hashem Yisrael is apparent, immediately apparent to him. Below Yicholor, it's Kavoidai, and everything. So, big deal. What was the Kinyan? What was the point of coming to Olam Hazeh? Put him straight into Olam Haba. Elamai. He says, Roy she Yishtadel biyikiyai leknoisa. It's hard. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Olam Hazeh with the Marchikim. What are essentially the Marchikim? Very interesting what he says. Heim heim ataibis achomiyos. The real Marchikim are the taibas, the material taibas which a person has. Asher, im yimoshech achareihen, hinehu misrachek v'hoylech milatoifo amiti. If he goes after his taibas, then he's misrachek misrachek min hatoifo amiti. There are lots of prutzes in the world. Are they the Marchikim? They're not Be'etzim the Marchikim. Because if a person doesn't look, so then they're not Marchik. It's irrelevant. Ignore them. There's lots of Nisyonis with outdoor. We have Miyuchadik and Nisyonis with smartphones, internets, etc., etc. Is a smartphone Be'etzim a Marchik? It depends. Depends how you use it. If a person lets his taiva free on the smartphone or the internet, say lochalam, then it's a marchik. But is it the internet's a marchik or the taiva's the marchik? Answer: the taiva's the marchik. So it all depends. The world is set up that there are a lot of possibilities of marchikim, but the etzem marchik is the taiva's hodol. How we use, how we relate to all these different things. We don't have to go so far. Food could be a marchik. If a person eats because he's kuloi taiva, so it's vital, that's also a marchik. But on the other hand, if he channels his taivas properly, here, the next paragraph, he says, "Imu shoylet ba'atzvoi, v'nidbak v'boiroi." If a person has self-control, and that is for the Ike Karim, self-control. Actually, there's an interesting medrash. The medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, he says, "V'ya lekim eskol asher osa, v'hinei toif ma'od." Everything that he looked at everything that he created, v'nei toiv ma'oid. The Medrash says, toiv zu yetzer ha-toiv, ma'oid zu yetzer ha-ra. Wait, says the Medrash, what? The yetzer ha-ra is ma'oid toiv? Says the Medrash, yes. Ilulei the yetzer ha-ra, lehoi adam noisei isha, v'nei bayis, all sorts of things which the Yetzer Hara pushes us to do. What's the pshat? Teretz is, the Yetzer Hara, the taivas, let's call it taivas right now, taivas in the bench, they're not actually ra, they're parav. These koichas which push us to engage in physical activity are parav. It all depends how you use it. If a person is nimshach achareihem, she'im yim moshech achareihem, the haidu, the taiva is leading him. So wherever his taiva takes him, that's what he does. His taiva, he sees a cream cake, so he has a taiva to eat the cream cake. He walks past the pizza store, he goes in to buy a pizza. He goes past an ice cream store, he goes and buys an ice cream. After the pizza, you need to have some type of dessert. So you've got the and then you go, be Indian. And while he's walking down the street, then all the prutzes, which he also looks at, and everything, whatever he does, he's just running after his taivas. Then, Eidachanami, he's nisrachik. But if a person shoylet ba'atzmoi, and he channels his taiva, and he uses his taiva for avodas Hashem, then the taiva is not a marchik at all. It's not. It's a parav. It's called Yetzer Hara. The Medrash calls it the Yetzer Hara because it has such potential for Ra. That if you just go after the Taivas, it leads you to Ra. That's why it's called Yetzer Hara. That's why it's called Yetzer Hara. But if a person can take that these koichas which he has and channel them and use them in avodas Hashem, then pug faket, it's ma'od toiv. And faket, it's more toiv than the Yetzer toiv. The Yetzer toiv is the koyach a person has to push him to be oisig in ruchnius. So that's toiv. No, shkoyach. But when a person takes his taiva, which has the potential of taking him away from Hashem Yisborach, and he channels that and uses it to be miskarev el Hashem, then it's ma'od toiv. It's more toiv even than the Yetzer toiv. It's ma'od toiv. Be'etzim, there's an issa in the Torah, lo sasura achrei levavchei v'achrei lechem. And the pshat, the issa is, if a person leads his life, al pitor, not every time a person is nichshal in taiva, is he over lo sasura. If you look at the Rishonim, you'll see that that's true. Lo sasura is that a person leads his life running after taiva. And for Elamaisa, we live in a world which basically is telling us that's what the tachlis achayim is. Right? All the advertising and all the Nourish code which we bombarded with the whole time is they have I think it's Coca-Cola have a thing, do what feels good. What? Do what feels good. Chas v'shalom, they should take away the hechshet to do what feels good. It's a kvira. It's exactly kvira, but it's hasosa to averus. Do what feels good. Do what is good. Not do what feels good. What feels good is the yetzer hara, the taivas. Do what is good. So if it's good to drink Coca Cola, fine. It's toiv ma'od. But if it just feels good, then rachmana litzlan. But all the we bombarded the whole time with the taiva, life of taiva. That's what lezeh nivra adam. In the old days, a long time ago, they didn't used to have colored packaging for everything. I still remember when I was a kid. You know, you went to they didn't have supermarkets then either. You went to the grocery store. And you didn't help yourself, you had to come, you had to have a list, and you asked the guy what you want, and he would give it to you. You want some whatever. Okay, that I don't remember. I remember in Yerushalayim. When I came to Yerushalayim, there were stores still like this. Had a sack of sugar, you want some sugar, so he took his brown baby bag. How much do you want? A kilo of sugar, pours in the thing, wraps it up. You know, how many eggs you want? Well, six eggs, put them also in the paper bag. Used to be not so posh at getting it buying eggs in those days. You know, you bought six and came home with four. But all these things, you had to go and today everything is wrapped with all the colored zachen and all the things, and they have a little letter on the side, in little letters, serving suggestions. So you shouldn't think that you're getting a silver spoon and a bowl and milk in your cornflakes, which you're buying, and the milk is splashing up such a way. There's a little thing, serving suggestions. You can't sue them. You didn't get. You thought there was a spoon and a bowl in here. And then a ganze drosher and all the cereal packets and everything else. And what is it? It's mamish, the whole yisod. Taiva. And life of time is leis asur. That's because a person's misrachik from Hashem Yisborach. It's Hashem next week. I will be here.